Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
March 17, 1805. A repentant Charbonneau. You may recall on March 11, Charbonneau moved out of the fort and quit the expedition. Having first told Charbonneau to be off, the captains now ask him to reflect on his decision, realizing that they would need Sacagawea when they found the Shoshone Indians. Captain Clark tells the story today.
A windy day. Attempted to air out our goods. Mr. Charbonneau sent a Frenchman of our party that he was sorry for the foolish part he had acted, and if we pleased, he would accompany us agreeably to the terms we had proposed and do everything we wished him to do. He had requested me some time ago through our French interpreter, 2 days ago, to excuse his simplicity and take him into the service. After he had taken his things across the river, we called him in and spoke to him on the subject. He agreed to our terms, and we agreed that he might go on with us. Few Indians here today. The river rising a little and several places open. Captain William Clark, March 17, 1805.
The captain spoke neither French nor the Indian dialect Charbonneau used. All communication with him was done through a French interpreter, probably François Labiche. Labiche's services as an interpreter were so valuable that Lewis later deemed them worthy of extra pay. Some historians and traders think that the interpreter was not Labiche, but another man who was a mulatto. This would, however, have fit Labiche, as he was part French and part Omaha, and may have had some black ancestry as well. Tomorrow, Charbonneau enlists.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Excerpts are from Gary Moulton's exhaustive edition of the Expedition Journals. Additional material from The Lewis and Clark Companion by Stephanie Ambrose Tubbs and Clay Jenkinson. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at YellowstonePublicRadio.org.